Have you always had a love for reading and writing?
I think I was like most other children, and writing to me meant homework. And so if I had a paper due, I would put it off and put it off until the night before it was due. And then, you know, I wrote the way I was taught to write, and I would think, oh, I need a topic sentence. And really, writing didn't become pleasurable until I started doing it for an audience of no one, until I knew that it was not going to be judged or heard or critiqued by anyone. I could write however I wanted to. At that point, it became interesting to me. And I wasn't a big reader. I would read things for homework, but I didn't start really reading in earnest until I dropped out of college. And I was living in Oregon, and I was living in a little town, and I didn't have any friends. I got a library card, and I started reading then. And to me, that has everything to do with writing.
And who are some of the authors that have informed you, or what genres do you like reading?
Well, right now, like, I enjoy reading. There's a fellow named Blake Bailey who writes biographies. And he wrote a great biography of Richard Yates, who is one of my favorite writers. And it was fascinating to me because I realized reading it that Richard Yates was kind of writing nonfiction, actually. You know, the novels he wrote were so clearly based on his life. But I like nonfiction books about horrible things, you know, like about people who have like terrible diseases or live in garbage dumps or cut their legs off just because they felt like it. And I read novels as well, but like a good book about someone whose life is really horrible, well, that'll grab my attention every time.
Why the title Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls?
Well, I was on a book tour a couple of years ago, and a woman came up to get a book signed, and she said, I want you to make this book out to my daughter, and I want you to write to Jennifer, explore your possibilities. I don't like writing what people tell me to write. So I said, well, I'll keep the word explore. And so I just, I don't know, I wrote Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls. It just kind of came out of me. And then I thought, I'm going to write a book and give it that title.
What is your typical day like?
I like to get up at 10:30. And Hugh gets up probably at, I don't know when he gets up. I'm asleep. Maybe he gets up like at 6 or 6:30. I don't know what he does. He just likes having the world to himself in the morning. And I have it to myself at night. So I go to bed pretty late. And I get up at 10:30 and I just go right to my desk. And at around 1 o'clock we have lunch. And then in the afternoon I go and I pick up rubbish on the side of the road for a couple hours. Where we live in England, it's really beautiful, but people throw so much stuff out their car windows. It's just so disheartening. I don't know. I just go and I clean it up. I used to just do it completely on my own, but now there's your local government there is called your local council. So they've given me a little outfit to wear, and they've given me bags. I mean, they love me, right? Sometimes I go out with some juvenile delinquents, and I clean the roads with them.
For more about what David Sedaris does with his day after cleaning up the city's streets, listen to the full interview online at KUAR.org. Sedaris will be at the Little Rock Barnes & Noble tonight at 6 p.m. promoting his new book, Let's Explore Diabetes with Owls. Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.